The core messages of the food kaleidoscope are also simple. If we interpret the suspected years and not about the life expectancy. In case of the years, the objects are the countries. The objects could be set into the positions of the row headers. The countries could also be presented in short or long text format or even with the flag. The short format could be international country aids. The long format could be the English name used in the international statistics or even the name of the country in the own language, and with the own script, in order to ensure different complexity levels.
Excellent. We have at once not only the core messages about the techniques needing to be integrated, but the first integration approach concerning the two decimators game and the food kaleidoscope. The strong structure of the two decimators game expects three row and three column headers being connected to each other within the row header positions and also within the column header positions and altogether concerning each cell in the 3x3 matrix. If we define the row headers as objects, then we can define the column headers as attributes. The food kaleidoscope works with the countries as objects in a direct way.
In this object-attribute approach, the two German Marx structures can be interpreted as an OAM. A row header position and a column header position and a cell with its answer card can be reformulated as a triplet where an object has an attribute, and this attribute has a value. The two German Marx game can also be seen as a two-dimensional database, but not in long format. A two German Marx game can also be interpreted as a parameterized task or task scheme for more students parallel with the same difficultness, where the result is dependent on the row and column headers.
Following Stu's interpretations about the countries as objects involved into the food kaleidoscope and accepting the last remarks from Professor Thor about the OAM as two German Marx, we need now attributes, being relevant from point of view of the food kaleidoscope. Relevant information units coming from the food kaleidoscope are, for example, the suspected years. Years and countries in form of a table are at once well known. The knowledge representation about historical facts can lead to such kind of tables. Each country and each year can produce namely relevant events. The Wikipedia can deliver them.
The years could seemingly be used as attributes, however, we can see in form of a thinking experiment that it is never sure having the same 3 years in case of three arbitrary countries explored as suspected years through the food kaleidoscope. On the other hand, the food kaleidoscope deliver results for each year and each country. These results can be the frequency of the suspicions or the food supply index from one model or aggregated from a lot of parallel models supporting the calculations of the above-mentioned frequencies. The question is, what is worth presenting in two decimeters form as test?
We could even create a two decimeters game about countries and phenomena like war, economic crisis, environmental catastrophes where the answer cards will be the years as such. This game can however not be seen as a real integration of the two decimeters frame and the food kaleidoscope as automated suspicion generating technique because countries, phenomena and dates are the keywords of the history. Food kaleidoscope relevant knowledge should be identified in order to have the right speaking about a real integration.